99.7 DJX.
99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. How are you, Kelly?
You know, we're getting through it. It's been a rough couple of days.
Yeah, yesterday was a tough day in Louisville. Our hearts are heavy this morning after what the events of what happened between Old National Bank and JCTC. I don't want to sweep that under the rug either.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that was Louisville is one of those big little cities where I feel like everybody is connected. Everybody knows somebody who knows somebody who, and, you know, tragically, you know, we lost six people yesterday just in the Old National Bank. Tommy Elliott, Jim Tutt, Josh Barrick, Juliana Farmer, and then Deanna Eckert. And yeah, yeah, I mean, it's tough. And we as a city, as a community, I mean, I think, you know, we need to come together. We need to remind each other of love, and we need to, you know, be on the same side.
And yeah, and mental health is a very big deal. So, yeah, it's just it's becoming way too common. And when it hits us here at home, it's even more difficult to work through. And, you know, it makes it weird to feel like we're just supposed to forge on as normal. But, you know, we try to navigate these situations as best we can when they come up. And it's been, yeah, it's challenging to do that. It's really challenging to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. But, you know, we do want to try to add a little bit of normalcy to your day. And I know a lot of people were affected by yesterday, some, you know, more than others, obviously. And, you know, we don't want to get into any sort of like debate about, you know, guns or mental health or things like that. We just want to be here for you, you know, and be a voice of normalcy for you.
Yeah, that's what we're going to try to do to get through, you know, today. I think that's what people look to us to do, is to just try to keep moving forward, even though the world kind of feels like it's in chaos around us. We'll try to get through that as best we can. Mm-hmm. We've got, you know, a lot of things to go on the show. We're still going to play our games. We're still going to give away tickets. We're still going to try to get you some money. You know, we're going to do all those things. But, you know, just know that we feel what you feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're
and
part
we're
of
right
the community.
There with you.
Yeah, we're part of this community. We are here together. We're all part as one. And again,
there's kind of just no words for something like this. You know, there just never is any words. There's nothing that you can perfectly say to make it better, to sum it up. It's just there are no words.
Yeah. So that being said, we will have our quote show rolling as we do every morning here. And we'll try to give you a little bit of levity, a little bit of normalcy, and hopefully put a smile on your face this morning. So coming up, feel good story.
Yeah, we got a couple of feel good stories. I think they're more important than ever, and we're gonna start off with a hero dad that literally saved his baby's life thanks to something that he just saw on a picture 20 years ago.
Wow. Okay.
Pretty amazing. Yeah.
All right. We'll get to that and more. It is 6:10. 41 chilly degrees outside. 99.7 DJX, good morning. Ben and Kelly, good morning. 99.7 DJX. All right, we do feel-good stories every single hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Shining the spotlight on a hero dad. His name's Ryan, lives in Arizona, was just shooting hoops in the backyard when his wife came out screaming with their 8-month-old daughter, Blake, who was choking in her arms.
She's choking. sheer panic kicked in, and I just like ran outside, and the Ring camera caught. I screamed, "Ryan, she's choking," and he just knew exactly what to do.
I hit her pretty hard 3 times. I heard her cry, and all of a sudden, like the camera came flying out. We saw it, and I was like, "Thank God." 20 years ago, I used to be a lifeguard at a water park, and I remember there was this picture of how you are supposed to hold the baby at a downward incline if they're choking. All I remember is, like, you have to hit the baby harder than you think.
Man.
Yeah, he says you can hit the baby up to 5 times. And, yeah, something that he saw 20 years ago just popped in his brain, and he knew exactly what to do. So keep that in mind if you have little ones at home, in case you find yourself in the same situation. You know, that that could be a life-saving bit of information. You can see their story on the website at WDJX.com.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so we're going to play Little Kid Drunk Adult, which is always a interesting game to play and hear and be a part of. So that's on the way. And then before 7 o'clock, if you're stealing something that requires assembly, you should probably make sure it's assembled before you steal it.
Okay, good notes.
Yeah, we'll explain coming up in your Setting the Bar story on the way on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I know a lot of people enjoyed some Easter egg hunts on Sunday. Even Ryan Smetzer, who is on after us, he went to the White House for the White House Easter egg hunt, which is wild.
That's crazy. How in the world did he get that invitation?
I know, right? He knows some people, apparently. But there was an Easter egg hunt happening in Connecticut, and right before the kids were getting ready to go hunt, a black bear decided to help himself to all of the eggs.
Oh, wow!
And eat all of the candy, and there was someone, a witness, who was like, all of a sudden, I hear shuffling or leaves, assuming it was squirrels or chipmunks. However, I was in for an awakening when I looked up and saw a mother bear with her cub.
Wow.
She worked her way to the eggs, started just eating the chocolate.
Living her best life.
Yeah, I was going to say. I realized that, you know, I am living a life with a toddler dog right now, that the dog likes to help in a most unhelpful way as well.
By eating things it shouldn't?
Well, I was just going to say, with the Easter eggs and the Easter egg hunt and things like that, where it was a race to see who could get there first, the dog or the kid. So that was something. But yeah, the black bear there in Connecticut decided, this is fun.
This looks tasty. They look like they're having fun. I'm going to participate.
And these are filled with candy. Okay, great. All right, coming up next, I think you're going to want to stick around for the woman who went in for a kiss and got squeezed a little too hard.
Yeah, then disaster kind of struck.
Yeah, it's Little Kid Drunk Adult on the way here next on 99.7 DJX.
You are listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Sherry, calling us from E-Town. Hi, Sherry.
Good morning.
There you are. I forgot to take you off hold, and I'm going, why isn't she talking? Oh, that's right. I put you on hold. Hello, my name is Ben. I'm new here. All right. All right, little kid, drunk adult. Kelly, describe what Sherry's got to do.
Well, you're going to hear 3 stories. You got to figure out, did that story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult? Pretty simple, but difficult.
Yeah, let's get the stats on Sherry. Sherry's calling us from E-Town. She's got blonde hair, drives a Jeep Rubicon, is a nurse, is married, and runs half marathons for sport.
Wow.
Just to do it. So, all right. Sherry.
That's impressive.
How long have you been married, by the way?
I've been married for 3 years.
Oh, okay. So you're still kind of in that honeymoon phase. I love
practically
that.
Practically honeymooners will love it.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So, little kid, drunk adult, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. First one.
I threw a turd at my aunt on Easter Sunday.
Ooh, did you get that?
Something on Easter Sunday. I threw something at somebody on Easter Sunday.
I threw a turd on my aunt on Easter Sunday.
Why?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, why?
Kid or drunk adult?
I'm going to say drunk adult.
All right, you're saying drunk adult.
Really? I'm going to say little kid. I hope it's a little kid.
All right. Kelly says little kid. Sherry says drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
Little kid?
Yes, okay, right. All right. Maybe something happened during the Easter egg hunt? I don't know.
Well, we'll find out.
It was Easter Sunday, and we were at my aunt and uncle's for the annual Easter egg hunt. And
yes.
One of my cousins kept stealing all of the good eggs, and I got at him and scooped up some dog in the yard with one half of the plastic egg.
Oh, gosh, you took half of the plastic egg? Oh, no, I can already see where this is going.
Oh, wow.
And when I went to throw it at him, my aunt walked around the corner and it splattered all over her Easter dress.
Oh, even with his British accent, that still is vile.
Yeah, got in so much trouble. All right.
Yeah, no more candy for you, kid.
No, no more candy at all. All right, so you're 0 for 1, Sherry. Here we go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
While I was with my cousins, I told the dirtiest dad jokes I could find and laughed so hard I passed out and peed myself.
I'm going to need the joke. If we don't get the joke out of this story, it's a fail.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to stick with drunk adult on this one, too.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
All right, drunk both adult. Of you saying drunk adult.
I was drunk, but also 15.
Oh, drunk, but also 15.
Oh, gosh.
We'll give that to you.
Oh,
I guess.
No.
But it was only because it was near deep, and my parents let me have one glass of champagne, and we quickly learned what a lightweight I was.
Oh, she said it was New Year's Eve. I had one glass of champagne and I turned into a lightweight.
Oh, no.
And no, Kelly, we did not get the joke. So sorry.
Oh, that's a fail. I need that for Friday.
All right, Sherry, last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I was kissing this guy when the bean burrito I had for lunch got the best of me.
No.
I don't know where this is going.
No.
No.
Oh, goodness.
No.
Oh, goodness.
I know, it's tough, isn't it?
Oh, goodness. That could be either way. I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with drunk adult.
All right. You're going drunk adult. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Kelly.
Drunk adult.
With her head in her hands, says drunk adult as well. All right, so both of you say drunk adult.
I was drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Okay.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's hear the story.
I was at a friend's house party, and we had been drinking beer, which makes me gassy on its own. And on top of that, I had a bean burrito earlier in the day for lunch.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Oh, she's no. Like, First of all, beer makes me gassy. Second of all, had a bean burrito. Go on.
As I'm making out with this guy, I can't believe I'm about to admit it. I can feel it coming up, and I try to hold it in. And at that exact moment, he grabs me tighter like you do when you're making out, and he squeezed out the loudest fart I have ever heard. I've never seen someone jump so quickly. I was completely mortified, but thankfully, he just started laughing, and we got back after, like, nothing ever happened. We've now been married for 10 years.
Married
Look at that! Oh, my gosh.
He knew at that moment. He's like, you know what? This is the
She's
girl
a keeper.
I'm going to marry. Yep. That's the moment. Oh, that's good. Hey, Sherry, congratulations. You're a winner.
Awesome. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Hang on the line a quick sec. We got to get a little bit more information from you. All right.
All right. Great.
All right.
I mean, the best part is none of this stuff happened to you. So you
Yes.
Yes. That is a big win.
Right.
But we do need more of these stories.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Sherry, real quick, you didn't meet your husband the first time you made out by farting, did you?
No.
That's great.
But
that
you know,
when
you know, it's all set in stone though. Now he can sit there and do whatever.
Right.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
Got a ring on it.
It's more comfortable.
All right, hang on, Sherry. That's funny.
Oh my gosh. So if you have a magical story that you think could fall in either one of our categories of little kid or drunk adult, then send us a voice note, benandkellyshow@gmail.com. Just send us a little teaser, tell us the answer, and finish the story.
Yep.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
A chance to win free money coming up around 7 o'clock with the $15,000 pony payout. Before that, if you're stealing something that requires assembly, probably a good idea to wait until you're away from the scene of the crime to put it together.
Oh, yeah, probably.
But that's just me. However, if it weren't me, it's a setting the bar story. And that's on the way in about 10 minutes. Hang on. 99.7 EJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I don't know if you saw this news sneak under the radar, but Billy McFarland, if that name rings a bell, if I said Ja Rule in Fyre Festival, does that help bring to mind who Billy McFarland is?
Ja Rule gloriously kind of emerged from that unscathed, didn't he?
So in a tweet yesterday, Billy McFarland asked anyone if they were interested in investing in Fyre Fest 2.
Why is he still trying? He went to jail.
Yeah, you remember it was set to take place back in 2017 in the Bahamas. And if you'll recall, there were a couple documentaries produced about Fyre Fest, but it was highly publicized. Kendall Jenner, Emily Ratajkowski, and 33 musical acts were booked. It was going to be all extravagant, glamorous, partying, concerts, all this. And then it just descended into chaos. And then, yes, you're right. Billy McFarland charged with wire fraud, served almost 4 years of a 6-year sentence in prison, and now is pitching Fyre Fest 2.
He's just not going to quit. He's trying to prove, listen, I'm legit.
And
I know I went to jail over the last one. This was going to be great. It's going to be great, but I need you.
Only pitching it, asking, hey, here's why you should, here's why you should be involved. Tell me why you should be invited to Fyre Fest 2.
Nobody should respond.
I know.
At all.
All right. So anyways.
And by the way, when you tell me why you should be invited, send some money. I need to pay for it.
Right. For real. All right. Coming up next, if you are, I don't know, stealing something that requires assembly, probably a good idea to wait until you're away from the scene to try to put it together. I get it. You're really excited, maybe on your newfound theft, and you want to just take advantage of it right away.
Did we steal some Legos, and we just, what's happening?
Well, I'll give you the scoop coming up next in your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. All right, Setting the Bar stories are what, Kelly?
They're examples of what not to do or situations that we hope you don't find yourself in.
I mean, more than likely, if you're going to commit a crime, a getaway vehicle is important, right? Probably something where you'd want to make sure that it's functioning and not something you have to put together.
Okay.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without shoplifting your getaway vehicle, then realizing you actually need to assemble it before you can actually, quote, get away, then you're doing okay.
What kind of vehicle did we choose?
It was a motorized Razor electric scooter.
Oh, dang. Yeah, not going to be the fastest getaway, probably.
Well, regardless, 28-year-old dude in Florida decided he was going to toss the scooter in a cart as he was shopping there at Target, rolling it. Then he nonchalantly tried to roll it outside without paying for it. Employee
saw. Those are kind of pricey, too. Like, what, $540?
So an employee saw that happen, called the police. When they showed up, he hadn't gotten very far because he was still out on the sidewalk assembling the scooter.
Okay. All right.
So he didn't really have a getaway car waiting for him. He was planning on just getting away on the scooter, which he realized he needed to.
That was not a good plan.
Assemble. Yeah.
Yeah. So. That's not the message we're saying is not make sure you have a getaway car when you steal. That's not it, right? No, we're not saying that. We're not saying that. We're just saying don't steal the scooter.
Yeah, and then you don't have to worry about these problems.
Exactly.
All right, so there you go, setting the bar. If you're stealing something that requires assembly, probably a good idea to wait until you're away to actually put it together. But, you know, I understand the excitement of getting something new and wanting to put it together immediately.
Getting something new. Yes, we should emphasize, though, paying for the something new is essential in your enjoyment of it.
Yes, that is Setting the Bar on 99.7 EJX.
Here's what you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
So Andre has a procedure scheduled, and so naturally Robert Hassenpepper, fake guy, needs to call from the health clinic to get him prepped.
Oh, boy.
It's It's a phone tap, by the way.
Okay.
And it's on the way. Before that, though, $1,000 could be yours. Pony payout, another winning word on the way.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
I got a message. My husband has a colonoscopy coming up next week. He's a little nervous about it. I think he'd be a great person to call with a phone tap, right? LOL. I mean, colonoscopies are super fun.
Andre has this procedure scheduled. So naturally, Robert Hassenpepper needs to call from the health clinic to get them all prepped. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hi, this is Andre.
Andre, hello. Robert Hassenpepper calling from health clinic about your colonoscopy.
Oh, yeah. That's next week, right?
That's right. So this is just a reminder call about a few things. You probably got an email about this, but you'll need to switch to clear liquids and that special drink the day before the procedure.
Right. Really looking forward to that.
Oh, it's not too bad. Then... you'll have your colonoscopy on Wednesday morning. I'm just checking here to make sure the procedure room is reserved.
And check to make sure the doctor knows what they're doing. Right.
Oh, well, actually, there won't be a doctor in your procedure room.
What do you mean? Is this done by someone else?
Well, sort of. We've been experimenting with artificial intelligence and using robots to help with the procedure. Oh, you've probably read about things like this.
I guess so. So how does that work?
Well, you probably know that for the colonoscopy, there's a tiny camera on the end of a tube, and usually the tube gets inserted into your backside by the doctor.
Right, I've got that.
Well, then the doctor can go in as far as they need to, you know, to take a look around. Well, here's the thing. With the kind of insurance you have, it's too expensive to have a doctor do your procedure.
What do you mean?
Well, with your lower level of insurance, we're going to first of all have an intern do the initial insertion.
An intern? Do they know what they're even doing?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, how hard can it be, right? They're just sticking it in there, am I right?
Oh, yeah, God. I mean, that's something that needs to be done right.
I'm sure it'll be fine. So then we'll have a robot take over from there. It's all computerized. There's a computer program, you know, that controls the procedure automatically. A little robot arm pushes the tube into you little by little and, you know, hopefully makes all the right twists and turns and gets it through your intestine.
Hopefully. Isn't there a doctor operating this thing? I mean...
Nope. There's no one in the room, just the robot. It's got two little arms and they kind of feed the tube into you like... They're unspooling a garden hose, you know what I mean?
Wait, I mean, what if something goes wrong?
Oh, don't worry, Andre. These things they're doing with robots these days are amazing.
So I get the budget automated colonoscopy? No, I'm not going to do this. I'm not having a machine pushing a tube into my keister. I mean...
Well, really, it comes down to the insurance that your husband signed you up for. There's not much I can do, but there is good news.
Yeah, what's that?
Well... Hank is listening to this on the radio right now, and he might be able to help you.
On what radio? What are you talking about?
Andre, it's Ben Davis and Kelly Kay, and you're on 99.7 DJX right now.
What? Come on. Are you serious? Really?
Hank put us up to it.
Oh, my God. That's nuts. I cannot believe this.
Hey, Andre. Good luck with the procedure next week. I'm sure it'll go fine.
All right. Thank you. Thank you a lot.
I mean, this is the best news, though, right? That no robot is going to be in charge of your keister?
How funny would that be? Hello, I am RoboColon.
We are going to do colonoscopy today.
Bend over and bite this leather strap.
That is not how it works.
Oh, it's not? All right.
No.
There you go. That is your phone tap. On 99.7 DJX. All right, still to come this hour, we got Feel Goods, we have group therapy, all that on the way. Good morning. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly Kay Show. I do have an update for you from the events of yesterday. LMPD's interim police chief has announced that Officer Wilt is in stable condition, still critical, but is looking hopeful that he will pull through this. He, of course, was... the 26-year-old officer just sworn in like days earlier and was one of the first on the scene and was shot in the head. So we're pulling for him and the others who are making their recovery.
That's great news.
Yeah,
I know
yeah.
so many people have been pulling for him, and just, you know, the extreme bravery, quick response.
Oh, for sure. For
from
sure.
LMPD yesterday was incredible.
Yeah, and they are the LMPD did say that they were going to release body cam footage, which, man, I don't know if I want to watch that or not, but it's, you know, I think everybody's seen kind of the video of just the passerby. It was shared on every single major news network, too. Who was just walking his dog, and just got some video, and you could hear the shots and everything, and you know the police officers telling people to turn around and leave, and you know it's like people just going about their business yesterday morning, crossing the street, walking dogs, doing their thing that they normally do, and you know, obviously interrupted by the tragedy that happened yesterday. So, yeah, you know, we mentioned it last hour, but it serves to say again that, you know, our hearts are heavy. We're a part of this community. And, you know, we are, we want to honor those who did lose their lives. Tommy Elliott, Jim Tutt, Josh Barrick, Juliana Farmer, and Deanna Eckert. And just know that you know, we're here. We'll pull together through this. And we are, we're also trying to continue with a show and put a smile on your face and maybe have a little bit of normalcy.
Yeah, we're trying to navigate this the best way that we know how. Mm-hmm. The same thing that you're trying to do as well, too. We're just trying to continue on and try to give you what you expect from us while still, you know, acknowledging we are feeling the same way you are.
Yeah. Coming up next, it is a feel-good story.
Yeah, this is something you can see at WDJX.com. I feel like this is something that you could do, Ben. This guy could be you. Okay. He's a runner, and he's found a unique way to spread joy as he trains and competes.
Oh. All right.
So a little suggestion for you, Benji.
We'll get to that on the way next. 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. Beautiful day outside. 81 is your high. Sunshine. Upper 70s, low 80s pretty much the rest of the week. So... looking good. Feel good stories. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Matt Droll lives in Cleveland. He's known as Banana Man, and I feel like he could be just like you, Benji, or you could be like him.
How so?
He doesn't just love to eat bananas. He wears them.
Okay.
Costumes, that is. Lots of them. He started running to lose weight, get healthier, but then the pandemic hit. Races were canceled, so he decided to throw on a banana costume to boost his mood and go for a run.
I had to just do this for fun. That kind of snowballed or peeled away, I guess you could say. Took it to my wife and said, hey, I got all these banana costumes. I'm going to go for a run, you know, in a banana costume, have some fun. It became more and more just myself having fun, getting out there and staying active, knowing that I was also kind of making other people smile and laugh. I have 25 banana costumes. I even have different variations for different holidays. Running's got me through some tough time.
Did you hear that? 25 costumes in his banana costume wardrobe.
Wow.
Which is great, customized for holidays and the whole thing. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, if you saw a guy running in a banana costume on the side of the road, that's fun, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm always very curious as to how they're able to
keep up a good pace?
Well, or just because, you know, every year for the mini marathon, you see people don costumes and run 13 miles in costume.
Yep.
And I'm like, man, how?
Yep.
How do you do that?
If you were to pick a costume, what do you think it would be? I mean, we still have the T-Rex inflatable one. That would be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I would want a costume that doesn't really hinder my legs as much.
Well, that's got a fan in it.
That
would be a nice choice. There's the old leprechaun.
Yeah, yeah, maybe a leprechaun, something like that.
The leprechaun would be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just something to think about, Benji, just to maybe amp up the wardrobe a little bit.
All right.
When you run, you can see Banana Man on our website, by the way, WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, so Anthony, single dad, 4 kids. That's job in and of its own, right?
Yes, and it does hinder the dating just a little bit.
Yeah.
So we'll get into the details, and he's kind of looking for people that might have been in the same boat and are navigating it better to give him some tips.
All right, so there you go. Group therapy on the way. Hang on. I'll go ahead and repeat that winning word for $1,000 on 99.7 DJX because it was a little tricky. Socialize. Socialize was the winning word. $1,000 could be yours if you get that into the website. We're giving you hourly words up until about 4:15, from about 7 to about 4:15 is what I'm saying. But yeah, $1,000 could be yours. Val just won yesterday, so that was pretty cool. $1,000.
Don't text us the word. You go to the website, WDJX.com. We have a lot of people who are still texting the words. That's not going to get you in. You got to go to the website.
I mean, we'll send you the short link, but the easier way, cut out the middleman. Just go right to the website, right?
Well, there's one number that didn't seem to be getting that.
All right.
We set the link multiple times. But just hopefully they're getting it.
Socialize. 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 All right, get that in. WDJX.com. You're in to win. All right, coming up next, Anthony's single dad, 4 kids, joint custody. I mean, this is not necessarily unique just to Anthony. I think there's probably several families who are, you know, like this.
Yeah, he's feeling overwhelmed because that's a lot on his plate. He got a full-time job, he's working, and he's still trying to figure out, all right, how do I date and have a personal life too?
Yeah, and I'm sure there are plenty of people who are like, yeah, good luck, buddy. But we'll try to navigate this in your group therapy on the way next. And if you've got an issue and you're like, you know what, need Ben and Kelly, benandkellyshow@gmail.com. You can always send us an email or WDJX.com. Click on group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Anthony, in quotes, wrote to us, hey, Ben and Kelly, you guys are amazing. I listen to you every morning on my way to work. Love the group therapy sessions and hearing everybody else's issues have helped me with some of my own.
All right. That's good.
I do have a current dilemma of my own. I'm hoping others in a similar boat could help me out with.
Okay.
I'm 35, divorced. I've got 50% custody of my 4 young children. Mm. It's been 4 years. And I haven't dated anyone seriously. I've met some really great women in that time and attempted to move things forward in the relationship, but something always comes up with one of the kids or my work and takes so much of my time that I sometimes end up not talking to them for a few 2-3 days. I should insert here, I'm also very ADHD, and if something big gets my focus, I forget everything and everyone else for a period of time unless they re-interrupt my focus. Always seems to end my relationships because they think I either intentionally ghosted them or they realized how important my kids are to me and get scared off, which is fine. I completely understand that. I've gotten to a place where I have almost no friends. I'm scared to even start talking seriously to women because I automatically assume it's going to end up the same way. At this point, I'm wondering if I should just temporarily give up on my love of social interaction and focus on my career and my kids for the next 10 years, and then try again. Any other single parents juggling all of this a little bit more successfully?
Wow. Yeah, I think it'd be easy for me to just say, you know what? Get out there, man. Just I understand there's a balance between, you know, having being a parent and dating and all that. But I am not in that situation and I have never been in that situation. Knock on wood.
Well, and it's times 4, too. He sent this on Instagram, by the way. There's lots of ways that you can get in touch with us. We've got it up on Facebook, too, at Ben and Kelly Show. I know it's difficult because you feel like everything's got to be put on the back burner if you're going to have success in the relationship. And he obviously can't do that. He's got, you know, a full-time job. He's got 4 kids is a lot to manage, and they obviously need your attention. That's tough. You don't want to say, yeah, just wait 10 years and then maybe you can focus on yourself.
Yeah, Anthony, good luck. You know, call us in 10 years.
I think that's a good plan.
Good plan. And we're done.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know that there are people who are hearing this who are like, you know what? Been there, done that. And I'll tell you what worked for me. That's who we want to hear from. All right. 795-1997, 795-1997. Would love to hear your venture into dating while trying to also juggle parenting.
Yes, and parenting 4 kids. It's, you know, there's a lot going on there, and I get it. And I understand why he reached out. Hopefully, there's some people who can give him some promising advice to turn it around for him.
All right. 502-795-1997. We'll take your calls and comments on the way next. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. So group therapy. I think Anthony is in a situation that probably a lot of people maybe have, experienced, been through. He is navigating being a single dad to four kids, sharing joint custody, and the dating world.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, he's got a full schedule. He's got full-time job, four kids. He's, he's been single out there for 4 years now, and he's just been struggling trying to find anything stick. And he does struggle with some, lack of focus, ADHD issues. And he said, that's ended up ruining relationships that he's tried to start, where they just think that he's ghosting them. And he's trying to figure out, all right, how best do I give enough attention to a new relationship that she will stick around despite everything I've got going on? And he was wondering, should I even just give up until the kids are grown and I've done my job there?
Yeah, that's
10
tough.
Years later, try again. And I don't think that's the answer.
Right. Sandy.
It takes time because I came from I divorced my husband. We had 50-50 with our only kid, but the right person will come along. It takes time. It took me a while. My son was a teenager when I met my current husband, and it takes time.
Okay.
Now, how did you meet your current husband? How did you navigate the whole dating when you were a mom?
I was in car club, so I drove a Mazda. I was in a Mazda club, and that's how I met him. Just socializing with friends.
Okay.
A car club.
Well, Sandy, thank you very much.
Oh, I'm trying.
Is this Andrew the Love Doctor?
Yes, it is, Ben.
All right, Andrew. So what is your take on this?
I'm a single dad of two. Been divorced for over 3 years. First off, props to this guy, because what he's dealing with is not easy to do, especially for all the single dads out there with kids. Mm-hmm. My advice to him would be to basically – do not give up on the dating scene. Continue to go out. Continue to meet people when you can. Make sure that if you start to date, go out a couple times with someone that you're interested in, they're interested in you. Explain to them the situation. Four kids, very busy, ADHD, the whole nine yards. I'm not ghosting you. Make sure they know that up front. If they're interested and there's a lot of chemistry there and they're willing to take into battle, because it's a battle, guys, it really is, then they're going to stick around, okay? But you can't give up on that. Having somebody with you, have a partner, is emotionally and physically necessary in life. And trust me, from a single dad's perspective, it's not easy, but he's got to keep plugging away.
Okay, so don't give up. Don't put it on the back burner for 10 years. Keep trucking along, and maybe the right person will come along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to find the right person who's going to get it, right?
Yeah.
Going to get it. The thing is kids will always come first, and that's a given and absolutely correct there. But you can't give up, man. Having that special person in your life is extremely important. It helps you gain balance. And it just, guys, you both know. You're both married. You get it. If you're single out there nowadays, it's not an easy world we live in.
No, and I think a lot of things, too, he's struggling on how do I meet people, because he says he doesn't have a lot of friends. So, maybe there's Facebook groups you can try to join, or maybe get affiliated with a church group or take a cooking class, or there's lots of different ways that he can put himself out there to meet people for friendship as well as then maybe dating
or online dating. Right.
Yeah.
I know I'm not a fan of online. I don't do online dating, but I mean, for someone like him with his time constraints, it might be something that might fit into his schedule, might be a little bit more beneficial for him.
Yeah. Andrew the Love Doctor, thank you, sir.
Keep on loving, guys.
All right, see you, buddy.
Christina kind of says the same thing on Facebook. I think the right person will love your dedication to your kids. I don't think you should give up, but I think you should roll with the punches and maybe explain that from the beginning when you start to get really interested in someone so that they know you aren't ghosting them. Mm-hmm. You're just being a good dad.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I think at the root of it, it's like, hey, keep your head up.
Yeah. And there are lots of online dating sites that are catering, I think, to to single parents, and maybe that might be an avenue so that you're meeting other people that understand your situation. Somebody else mentioned, Brandy said, do they have children?
Right.
I usually only found it difficult if the other person wasn't a parent or an active parent like they should be, or don't fully understand what I'm going through and get me in my situation.
Getting text messages. Hang on. Andrew the Love Doctor is divorced?
Right. They're like, wait a second.
You know, hey, it's a do as I say, not as I do, maybe. Or maybe his life experience. And he's not a real doctor, BT Dubs. But
he's our doctor.
Exactly. And his life experiences are certainly one that that helped.
That doesn't mean he's not a good love doctor. That's but funny. Also, a lot of people are just like, hey. I'm single too, Mr. Love Doctor.
All right. Well, hey, Anthony, keep your head up. And I think there are a lot of suggestions. If you wanted to throw a suggestion his way, Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show, a great way to do that. And keep us posted.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Another winning word for $1,000. Val picked up $1,000 just yesterday. You can too. Winning word, less than 10 minutes away. And then it is Adam Sandler tickets. So we've got a little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult to get to.
People are still flooding in. I want him to be my love doctor. How old is Andrew the love doctor? Can you give him my number?
I mean, we can do that stuff too. I don't
we
know.
We could.
We got to get to Little Kid Drunk Adult first, though.
Yes,
all right?
Yes.
All right, if you want to play, 502-795-1997. For Adam Sandler tickets, we'll do that on the way. All right, fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Becca calling us from Lebanon Junction. Hey, Becca.
Hi.
So Becca just moved out to Lebanon Junction, 33 acres. She's going to live that farm life.
Wow.
Good try.
Yeah, Becca, she said she just went to Menards to pick up some stuff for a chicken coop, and she and I got to chatting about chickens and my foray into chicken farming in my little Cape Cod in St. Matthews with 17 chickens that decided to hatch after my daughters were like, hey, can we just incubate these eggs? Sure, why not?
OMG. OMG.
I was like, Becca, if you and I had known each other several years ago, I might have given you a call and said, hey, can you take these off my hands now?
Absolutely. I definitely would have.
My sister's got chickens, too, and she texted me a picture of all of the eggs that Becky and Cluck Norris and Melman gave her.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in theory, they were great for me.
Right.
I mean, I was like, man, eggs for days. This will be great.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyways.
Ooh, high maintenance.
They have, like, eggs for months.
Right. Exactly. Becca's got light brown hair, drives a Ford Escape, is a dental assistant, and is trying to get her boyfriend to propose. So hopefully this will help. All right. Little kid, drunk adult. Kelly, explain how it works.
All right, you're going to hear three stories. You have to figure out, did the story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult? It sounds easy in theory.
Yep, it does. All right, Becky, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
I got kicked in the face by a mule.
Kicked in the face by a mule?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's talking to us now, so he's okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Let's see. So, well, don't get behind a mule.
Yes.
I'm going to say little kid.
All right. You're saying little kid. Kelly.
See, I'm thinking this is like a drunk adult thing because, my goodness, if you were a little kid and get hit in the face by a mule, that's probably going to be a little bit more devastating, right? I'm say drunk adult.
All right. So Kelly's saying drunk adult. You're sticking with little kid, right?
I'm sticking with little kid.
All right. Okay.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh! Drunk adults!
What's back here?
I tried milking the mule.
Oh, wait, God. Hang on. What did he
milking
say?
Milking the mule?
I need to roll that back a second.
I tried milking the mule, and it kicked me in the face. It took 14 stitches to close the wound.
Yeah, I would too.
I would too.
I would too, 1,000%.
Listen, if someone came up and tried to milk me, I would.
That is not supposed to be yanked on.
I would try too.
Okay.
I love dogs.
Okay. Let's go to the next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
Okay. I got stuck in the bathroom taking a deuce during a fire alarm.
Oh, no! That's the worst time. What if that was like a real alarm?
I know.
But oh, gosh.
Who hasn't?
Well, I haven't.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Okay, so I'm the only one with my hand up right now?
You are literally, yes.
All right. Embarrassing.
Okay, so I am going to go with, I'm going to go with little kid again.
I agree. I think this is a little kid situation. Maybe at school. Right. Yes, exactly.
Okay, all right. Both of you said little kid.
I was a little kid.
There it
is. Yeah!
Little kid.
I was in elementary school, and I got a hall pass to use the restroom, and as I'm sitting there taking a deuce, the fire alarm starts going off. Freaking out. I kept yelling, I'm in here! Thankfully, my teacher heard me and came in to let me know it was just a fire drill and not to worry. Needless to say, I'm triggered anytime I hear fire alarms this day.
Wow. Yes, I can imagine.
He's like, every time he uses a fire alarm, he's like, I gotta poop.
Yeah, right?
I'll just hold it.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh. Oh, well.
Okay, one more. All right, Becca, one more. Little kid, drunk at all. Here we go.
I ran around the house naked and split my head open on a door frame.
Ouch.
Again, who has it?
This could go either way.
No. You know, I haven't used drunk adult yet, so I'm going to go with drunk adult.
All right.
All right, that's a good plan. I think I'll stick with you on that one.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult. All right.
I was a drunk adult.
There it is. Yes. Drunk adult. Yeah.
I was in college, and I was a huge sports fan, and we were watching the Final Four and had a chance to have a winning bracket, and my roommate kept telling me it's not going to happen. I promised if it did, I'd run around the house and outside make it. Well, we won, and I proceeded to strip down, ran around the courtyard, and I hauled back into the apartment. But when I came back in, I slipped on a rug and went headfirst into a door frame.
Oh, my God.
This is, like, classic.
15 stitches later, I'll never do that again.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, but you wouldn't either.
You've got a story now to tell everyone.
But that winning bracket.
That's right. Oh, goodness. Becca, congratulations. You're a winner.
Oh.
Yay!
Take that victory back to the farm. I love it.
That's right. Tell your chickens all about how you won.
Tell the chickens.
I definitely will.
Oh, and our only ask, and I don't ask this a lot, but if you do get a male and a female chicken, Ben and Kelly are great names.
Oh, that would be amazing.
You know what? Just for that's what I'm going to name them.
Oh,
yes. And I will send y'all a picture of them.
Yes,
we need to see our chicken twins.
Oh, that's great.
Chicken twins.
Becca, thank you so much. Hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Okay, thank you all.
All right.
Oh, what a magical day. We're getting chickens named after us. That's
great.
Day made.
If you want to be the star of Little Kid, Drunk Adult, we want to hear from you.
Yep, you just got a voice notice, a little story. Give us a headline, reveal the answer, finish the story, email it, benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
And if you didn't get through today, no worries. Got it all week on DJX. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. And, you know, as we've mentioned, yesterday was tough on the city of Louisville. It was tough on all of us. We're a big city, but small community. Feel like everybody knows somebody who affected by the events of yesterday. And
we certainly do, yes.
Yeah. And, you know, it really hits close to home when it's in your backyard. So we're trying to navigate today's show in the best we can, in the sense of, hey, you know what? We're humans too. We're affected by it. We're part of this community. We're part of Louisville, you know, and it's part of Kelly and my job to, you know, bring us together and share in those moments as a community, but then also at the same time, give you a little bit of normalcy in your life and also, you know, maybe provide a smile.
Yeah, we know that the world kind of feels just like chaotic around you right now, and nothing kind of seems to make sense. So we're trying to still deliver a little bit of what you expect from us to help you get through, you know, the next coming days. And just, you know, sometimes it's hour by hour, day by day, week by week, but we're right there with you.
Yeah. The latest is LMPD officer Nicholas Wilt, still in critical condition, but he was the officer who literally just graduated from the academy and went in and was shot in the head. But he's looking to be hopeful. So that, you know, we're crossing our fingers and hoping for the best for him. Police do have body cam video, and it will be released to the public. And then LMPD is still gathering information on the shooter, and will release new information on that because the LMPD said, you know, the community deserves to know everything they can. So we'll keep you posted. But again, like I said, we wanted to acknowledge and let you know that, hey, we're a part of this too, and we're going to get through it all together. All right.
And we're still going to try to deliver the Ben and Kelly that you know.
Mm-hmm. Like coming up next is a feel good.
Yeah, this is a really amazing story that maybe might make a difference in your life, especially if you've got a little one. A dad remembered something he saw 20 years ago, and it ended up saving his daughter's life.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so that's some good news on the way, and then we'll dive into the DMs. Should Jill get involved in her sister's business? On the way. 99.7 JX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. All right, we do feel-good stories every hour throughout the morning. And Kelly K.
So get to the website and see this video, WDJX.com. Ryan is dad, Arizona. He's shooting hoops in his backyard. His wife came out screaming with their 8-month-old daughter, Blake, choking in her arms.
Ryan, she's choking.
Sheer panic kicked in, and I just like ran outside, and the ring camera caught. I screamed, Ryan, she's choking, and he just knew exactly what to do.
I hit her pretty hard 3 times. I heard her cry, and all of a sudden, like the camera came flying out. We saw it, and I was like, thank God. 20 years ago, I used to be a lifeguard at a water park, and I remember there was this picture of how you are supposed to hold the baby at a downward incline if they're choking. All I remember is, like, you have to hit the baby harder than you think.
Mm. Yeah. So, you know, he remembered that picture showing him what position to hold the baby in. And then he said, you know, you can hit the baby up to 5 times harder than you think you're supposed to. And sure enough, that did the job. The carrot came flying out. So keep that method in mind if you've got a small one at home, and they can choke on anything.
Learn it, because you never know when you're going to need it.
Absolutely. You can see the video again and see that technique at work at WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
So Jill needs to know if she should butt herself in the middle of her sister's business.
Oh, boy.
I love this.
I mean, what percentage of the time do you think we're like, yes, you should butt yourself in?
Well,
or no, let
wait
it work itself
until
out.
Until you hear it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So that is on the way as we dive into the DMs next. All right, once again, winning word for $1,000. Network. Network is your winning word. Another opportunity for you to pick up that $1,000 in the pony payout. Brought to you by Park Duval Community Health Center is now. If you go to WDGX.com, just enter the word network into the website. You could be just like Val, who just picked up $1,000 yesterday on DJX. When is a good time to get involved in your sibling's business? And when is it just a good time to let them figure it out on their own?
Right. Maybe just be an ear. Just listen. Let them vent. Or do you give the advice? Or even more?
Yeah. So Jill is reaching out. She needs to know if she should butt herself in the middle of her sister and her husband's relationship. Ooh, okay. So it involves her sister and her brother-in-law.
Oh, boy.
All right, we'll get to that next. After the weekend on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. At Ben and Kelly is a great way to get a hold of us. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You can send us a message, and we'll toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
Yep. So that's what Jill's doing. She says, hey, you two, got a quick question for you. Recently, I witnessed a huge blow up fight between my sister and her husband at a party.
Mm.
My sis and hubby left the party in an Uber, still arguing. I was asked by almost everyone what had happened, but I still don't know myself. No. I haven't spoken to her or my brother-in-law in over a week now, and I'm wondering whether or not I should call, get involved, or see what's happening with their relationship. What do you guys think I should do?
It's your sister. I mean, I think I would reach out and say, hey, everything all right?
Yeah, I would have been calling like the next day saying, hey, what's up?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know your relationship between you and your sister, and I don't know if that's something that or how tight you guys are or whatever your bond is. But regardless, I think now is one of those instances where you can reach out and not because of all these other people who are coming to you going, hey, what happened?
Right, not to report back or anything, but just to check on her and make sure she's okay. I mean, it is okay to check in with your sister and say, hey, do you want to talk about anything?
Right, for sure.
And yeah, I think coming at it from that aspect, you don't have to offer advice if she's not wanting it. If she just wants to vent or anything like that, just share. You can be an ear. Come at it with that approach.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. Just being an ear, a person to listen to, and
sounding board, yeah,
and not maybe judge, would probably be what maybe she wants right now. And maybe your sister's not in a position where before she was ready to talk about it, or maybe it's just nothing. And then you can, if you reach out, then she can say, oh, you know what? Don't worry about it. It was misunderstanding. We're good. You know, and then, you know, and then,
I would have been texting her though on their way home, just be like, hey, call me if you need anything.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Just putting it out there, just, you know, opening the door.
But we're saying now's a great opportunity to do that and just to be a sister and to be a friend and, reach out. So in this case, I think we are saying get yourself involved.
Right, but we're not saying, like, meddle in their relationship.
No.
We're saying, yeah, be an ear to, you know, listen to what your sister is going through, what she needs to talk about, and just be supportive.
Yeah, all right. Hopefully that helps. Keep us posted, Jill. That is diving into the DMs.
And then tell us what the fight was about.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can tell us.
Yeah, because
you don't have to report back to everybody at the party, but you can tell us.
Just us. It's fine. coming up next, maybe you've heard it and maybe you've seen it already, but it just reappeared in my feed on Instagram. And I want to play for you some audio. And then every time I play the audio, I'm going to give you something new to listen for. And I guarantee you're going to hear whatever it is I say.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Oh, it's one of those.
It's one of those.
It's like, what are you listening to? Guess the audio.
All right. So that is coming up in moments on 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly Kay Show. Maybe you've heard this. Maybe you've seen it already. Showed up in my feed on Instagram the other day, and I thought, you know what? This is kind of fun. I'm going to play for you some audio, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And every time you hear it, based on what I say, you're going to hear that new thing. Okay?
Okay. All right. Wait, do I get to guess first what I think it is?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Sure, sure, sure. So here's the audio.
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
Okay. Something about Martians.
Okay. maybe. It's Bart Simpson bouncing.
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
Yes.
That is embarrassing.
It is Bart Simpson bouncing.
Or
yes.
Maybe it's rotating pirate ship.
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
I still hear Bart Simpson.
Can you hear it in here? That isn't my receipt.
That is embarrassing.
That
is
it, my receipt.
That is embarrassing.
Yeah. Okay. I still think Bart Simpson's the best match.
What about Lobsters in Motion?
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
Yes. Although I hear Lobsters in Martian.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
What about Lactates in Pharmacy?
That is embarrassing.
Yeah, that could work, too. That could work, too.
Do you hear baptism piracy?
Yes, I do. Baptism piracy. Okay. Oh, this is a fun game.
What about That Isn't Mercy?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really the accent too that's lending itself to all these different phrases. Like it could be.
I think do you want me to say what the real one is?
Okay. Yes.
I think the real one is That Is Embarrassing.
Oh, it's, that it's is a embarrassing.
Soccer
yes.
Soccer crowd who's chanting.
Yeah. Yes, that's it.
But still, I mean, it's Bart Simpson bouncing, am I right?
Yeah. Bart is embarrassing. Yeah.
Rotating pirate ship.
Okay.
All right, anyways, we tweeted it out. You can enjoy for yourself. Like I said, maybe you've seen it, maybe you haven't. At Ben and Kelly Show.
Here's what you've got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, more Setting the Bar stories, phone tap, and there's a post that went viral thanks to the Waffle House.
It is kind of glorious. I mean, it's a grand opening of a Waffle House.
And before that, though, free money. $1,000 could be yours with the pony payout on the way. So I feel like the Waffle House has been getting a lot of publicity lately with the Jonas Brothers releasing an entire song after the Waffle House to this post that kind of went viral. Mayor Ken Ritter. Do we know where Mayor Ken is the mayor of?
It's Youngsville. So, because it's the whole post is just welcome to Youngsville Waffle House. Looks like a grand opening. Hashtag now open. Hashtag scattered. Hashtag smothered. Hashtag chunked.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And it's just, you know, a proud looking staff that's standing there. And yes, right. And a new store. It's shiny and new. And what a nice post.
100%. So then we look and we're like, oh, wow, 25,000 comments, 42,000 shares later.
Uh-huh.
And I wonder why.
We go a little deep dive into the comments. Nikila says, I went to a grand opening at a Waffle House once just to complain about how clean it would be. It's already dirty and the workers were already tired of their job. Food was good. 5 out of 5, LOL, this is a fail.
It's a fail because everybody
so
looks
clean.
Happy. Everybody looks clean.
Exactly. Aldrin says this Waffle House ain't waffle housing. It looks too quiet. I need loud and screaming matches. I need someone jumping on the countertops. I need an uncle on the grill cussing everybody out. The employees putting their hands, cracking jokes, and then getting ready to fight. Those Waffle Houses got the best food.
Yeah. James, I don't trust it unless there's a wet floor sign on the floor. Brandon says, none of these workers look like they're going to take a break and smoke a Newport. I need my food to be seasoned and top tier. I bet they can't even fight. Number one requirement for Waffle House workers is having them hands. Well, of course, that video went viral a couple months ago of the fight in the Waffle House where, like, that employee, like, deflected a chair with her arm.
Exactly. Shanette's pointing that out. If she can't catch a chair, like, how, girl, I ain't going.
Alyssa, if my table ain't sticky from the last person's waffle, I'm leaving. This doesn't sit well in my spirit. So look, I understand what Mayor Ken is trying to do. He's trying to throw some support around a new opening, a new business that's opening there in their town.
Yes, Christy says, ate at my local Waffle House yesterday. Waiter's name was Rooster. Doesn't look like anybody there is named Rooster.
Doesn't look like anybody's name is Rooster.
Alyssa says, at my table, ain't sticky from the last person's waffle. I'm leaving. This doesn't sit well in my spirit.
Oh, yeah. So anyways, we have shared this on our Facebook page. You can take a look at Ben and Kelly Show. Kimberly, no pictures of the cook smoking by the back door. I'll wait a year. Yeah, give it a year.
This Waffle House ain't Waffle Housing.
Right. At Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to take a look. Still to come this hour, feel good stories, phone taps,
lots
setting
stuff.
The bars. Still on the way on 99.70 JX. 99.70 97 EJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Remember, the winning word is park, P-A-R-K, park. Get that in, WDJX.com. You're in to win $1,000, just like Val won yesterday. So that's pretty cool. Coming up next, feel good.
I feel like this is something you could do, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this guy could be you, or you could be this guy. He's a runner, and he's doing something unique to bring joy to everyone that drives by him as he's running in the neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
A little suggestion for you.
All right, we'll get to that on the way. Eyes closed, Ed Sheeran. It's 99.7 DJX. Good morning. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. And we do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
I mean, Matt Droll lives in your home state,
Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. Right. Yes, he's known as Banana Man, not because he just really loves tasty bananas, but because he wears bananas, costumes, lots of them. He started running to lose weight, gotten in just to, you know, get healthier.
Mm-hmm.
But then the pandemic hit, races were canceled, so he decided to throw on a banana costume to boost his mood and go for a run around the neighborhood, and then magic started happening.
I had to just do this for fun. That kind of snowballed or peeled away, I guess you could say. Took it away and said, hey, I got all these banana costumes. I'm going to go for a run. You know, in a banana costume, have some fun. It became more and more just myself having fun, getting out there and staying active, knowing that I was also kind of making other people smile and laugh. I have 25 banana costumes. I even have different variations for different holidays. Mm-hmm. Running's got me through some tough time.
All right.
Yeah, and so now he's kind of like a local celebrity. He runs in parades. He has a ball with it. And yeah, a wardrobe of 25 different banana
costumes.
That's
pretty impressive.
Customized for holidays. So if you were to start running in costumes, what do you think it would be? I've still got the inflatable T-Rex. I think that would be amazing.
Would probably hinder actual running. I mean,
you can do it. It's got a fan in it. Keep you cool.
I've seen plenty of people run like the mini in costume, from shark costumes to marching band uniforms.
Ooh, that sounds very stuffy.
Carrying an actual instrument, which I think impressive for sure.
Really impressive.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Options.
So we'll keep looking for your costume.
There are options.
We're going to expect to see it at the mini.
Okay.
That's your feel good. See Banana Man on our website, WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I just can't have anything chafe my nipples. All right.
Okay.
I mean, that'll be the big thing. Just
all right.
Does it chafe my nipples?
Don't forget the Astroglide.
Yep. Yep. Hey, coming up, Tony had the most strange events happen to him recently. The least of which, he was naked when officers found him.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And then Andre has a procedure scheduled. So naturally, Robert Hassenpepper needs to call him from the health clinic to get him prepped.
Yeah, we got prepped, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's phone tap on the way on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. All right, let's get to a phone tap.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So, got a message. My husband has a colonoscopy coming up next week. He's a little nervous about it. I think he'd be a great person to call with a little phone tap, right? LOL.
So, yeah, Robert Hassenpepper obviously works at the clinic.
Uh-huh. And listen, as someone who has had many colonoscopies, it's not a fun procedure to prepare for. It's not.
Welcome to your phone tap.
Okay. Hi, this is Andre.
Andre, hello. Robert Hassenpepper calling from health clinic about your colonoscopy.
Oh, yeah. That's next week, right?
That's right. So this is just a reminder call about a few things. You probably got an email about this, but you'll need to switch to clear liquids and that special drink the day before the procedure.
Mm-hmm. Right. Really looking forward to that.
Oh, it's not too bad. Then you'll have your colonoscopy on Wednesday morning. I'm just checking here to make sure the procedure room is reserved.
And check to make sure the doctor knows what they're doing. Right.
Oh, well, actually, there won't be a doctor in your procedure room.
What do you mean? Is this done by someone else?
Well, sort of. We've been experimenting with artificial intelligence and using robots to help with the procedure. You've probably read about things like this.
I guess so. So how does that work?
Well, you probably know that for the colonoscopy, there's a tiny camera on the end of a tube, and Usually, the tube gets inserted into your backside by the doctor.
Right, I've got that.
Well, then the doctor can go in as far as they need to, you know, to take a look around. Well, here's the thing. With the kind of insurance you have, it's too expensive to have a doctor do your procedure.
What do you mean?
Well, with your lower level of insurance, we're going to first of all have an intern do the initial insertion.
An intern? Do they know what they're even doing?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, how hard can it be, right? They're just sticking it in there, am I right?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that needs to be done right.
I'm sure it'll be fine. So then we'll have a robot take over from there. It's all computerized. There's a computer program, you know, that controls the procedure automatically. A little robot arm pushes the tube into you little by little and, you know, hopefully makes all the right twists and turns and gets it through your intestine.
Hopefully. Isn't there a doctor operating this thing? I mean...
Nope. There's no one in the room, just the robot. It's got two little arms and they kind of feed the tube into you. They're unspooling a garden hose, you know what I mean?
Wait, I mean, what if something goes wrong?
Oh, don't worry, Andre. These things they're doing with robots these days are amazing.
So I get the budget automated colonoscopy? No, I'm not going to do this. I'm not having a machine pushing a tube into my keister. I mean,
well, really, it comes down to the insurance that your husband signed you up for. There's not much I can do. But there is good news.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, Hank is listening to this on the radio right now, and he might be able to help you out.
On what radio? What are you talking about?
Andre, it's Ben Davis and Kelly Kay, and you're on 99.7 EJX right now.
What? Come on. Are you serious? Really?
Hank put us up to
it. Oh, my God. That's nuts. I cannot believe this.
Hey, Andre. Good luck with the procedure next week. I'm sure it'll go fine.
All right. Thank you. Thank you a lot.
I mean, at least the good news here is he's getting a doctor, not an intern, and not a robot.
A robot, though.
Really? How hard can
robot,
it be?
Colon. I will insert now.
Roll over, please.
Bend over and bite this leather strap.
No, stop it. That's not what happens. That's not what happens.
All right, that is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, Tony had the most strange events happen to him recently, the least of which was he was naked when the police found him.
Murder.
Yeah, that is on the way in your setting. The bar story coming up on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 EJX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. All right, Kelly, describe a setting the bar story.
Well, it's an example of what not to do. Yeah. Or a situation that we hope you don't find yourself in.
Right, so if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a school bus.
Oh.
With a dead deer as your co-pilot.
Oh, gosh.
Then you're doing okay.
Oh, what happened?
And remember, there's nudity involved in this.
All righty then.
Yep. His name's Tony, accused of stealing a school bus and leading police on a multi-county chase when caught.
That's not good.
Tony said he had taken the vehicle, placed the deceased deer in the back. He told officers he was going to use the deer as fertilizer for his garden. Oh, yeah, and he was also naked.
Saunders led police into Lower Allen Township, where he drove over this embankment, then ditched the bus on a nearby road.
He fled on foot. He didn't make it very far. The officers were able to locate him and apprehend him.
When police arrested Saunders, he was completely naked. Officers searched the bus and found the carcass of a deer inside.
I mean, what are the stories about that? That is wild.
Let me try to just fill in the blanks leading up to this point. So he's just strolling along the side of the road.
Sure.
Apparently naked. Comes across some fertilizer, a.k.a. deer carcass, and needs a way to transport it to his garden, sees a bus on the side of the road, doesn't have a driver, decides, I can use that as a transport, and then it went awry from there. That's probably what happened.
That's probably what happened. Yeah, that seems like the most logical thing.
Right.
And then, you know, he got his clothes dirty while getting the deer into the bus. So, yeah.
Maybe that was it. Maybe he was clothes when he found the deer, but then Messi decides, I can't be wearing that. Let's ditch the clothes. And then,
okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So there you go. A little setting the bar story. And we understand Tony had a.
is Tony had a day.
He did have a day.
Tony had a day. So
he had a day.
If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a school bus, dead deer is your co-pilot, naked.
Wow.
Then you were doing okay.
Yeah, they do sell fertilizer that's a little easier to manage at the store.
Yep, there you go. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. Morgan Wallen, 99.7 DJX. Apparently, Morgan Wallen and Taylor Swift themed promposals are pretty big this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The two promposal ideas kids have been Googling. And I guess, I don't know exactly. I'm assuming they're incorporating lyrics from like both Taylor and Morgan.
Okay.
In those whole promposal.
We need to be careful with some of the lyrics. Like for Morgan's song, last night we let the liquor talk. That's probably not.
Probably not for
high
school.
Appropriate for prom.
We let
right.
the liquor talk. Will you go right. to prom with me?
Yeah, no, but I get it because Morgan Wallen is still living his best life, leading both Billboard album and singles charts. So, I mean, he is dominating right now.
For sure. For sure. Hey, if you missed anything from the show, catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com, or on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. Of course, the viral Waffle House post is up there. And we tried to help out Anthony with his dating while trying to juggle dating and being a parent, a single parent. And
yeah, that was really, really a tough thing to navigate. He is, you know, he's 35, four kids, full-time job, full plate, and just trying to figure out, hey, do I just have to wait until, you know, I can maybe try to have a personal life again until the kids are grown and I've done my job? But, you know, we've got a lot of people that were in this kind of same situation. Carrie said, I completely understand what he's going through. I'm a single mom of six kids. Mm. Four that are mine, two that I adopted from my brother 10 years ago. It's hard to date. It's hard to get out there because you've got so many things going on.
Yeah.
You don't want to take away from your children because they are the loves of your life. But there are a lot of activities that you can go and meet people. They're in the same situation as you. And, you know, granted, it's not a great situation, but there's somebody out there always who's going to have the same things going on. You'll find someone who understands. Just, you know, make sure you don't bring in a bunch of randoms, she says.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, if you missed anything or like I said, you want to maybe comment, you can up on Facebook or at Ben and Kelly Show. Great way to do that. Anything else, Kelly?
Yeah, just as you said, always check on in on the website and keep listening for those winning words every hour through about 4:15. And you got to get those in on the website for a shot at that $1,000 WDJX.com.
All right, guys, have a good one. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.